We have a story now about people the world over who were raised as Christians but have discovered Jewish roots and are returning to Judaism. Their ancestors were Sephardic Jews expelled from Spain more than 500 years ago. They fled the Inquisition to remote places, including the rugged north of Colombia, a country usually associated with fervent Catholicism. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports now from one community that is embracing its Jewish heritage.
At the small whitewashed synagogue in Bello, a working-class town next to Medellin, dozens of men and women chant prayers in Hebrew. This could be Brooklyn or Jerusalem. The men wear skullcaps and prayer shawls. The women cover their heads and wear long dresses to their knees. Until a few years ago, they were evangelical Christians, but they've converted, becoming Orthodox Jews, pious and committed to their religion. Their metamorphosis came after they became convinced that their ancestors had been Jews who'd settled this region of high mountains and picturesque towns. Hundreds of years ago, on the Iberian Peninsula, Jews converted to Christianity to cloak their real identities. Known as Marranos or Anusim, they sought refuge in places like India, northeastern Brazil, and the American Southwest. They also came here, to Colombia, a country not known for its Jewish culture. Today, only about 7,000 Jews live here, spread across six cities. Michael Freund directs Shave Israel, a group in Jerusalem that helps hidden Jewish communities like the one here in Bello.
These people, the Anusim, would inevitably flee to those locations. They were usually among the first to do so, in an effort to get as far away from the Inquisition as possible.
Here in Colombia, the converted Jews founded towns and gave them biblical names, like Jericho and Belen. And some of the given names they handed down point to a Jewish past, like Moises and Reuben, Leah and Rebecca. With the years, they assimilated and their historical consciousness subsided. But not everyone, says Freund.
There are still people there who cling to the remnants of that memory and cling to what is left of that identity and now want to make it their own.
Ezra Rodriguez is one of those who sought to connect with his past. Though initially an evangelical, he'd long wondered about Jewish ancestors.
Cierto, en la casa de los abuelos maternos.
My grandparents had unusual customs, even though they called themselves Catholic, Rodriguez says. They refused to eat pork, for instance. His grandfather would also wear a hat at all times, even in church. And in the countryside where they were from, there were other signs of Judaism, like the ponchos farmers wore with their untied four corners. They're nearly indistinguishable from the prayer shawls worn by devout Jewish men. There were also old homes that contained mikvahs, baths used by Jews for ritual cleansings. These days in Bello, it's not hard to decipher the Jewish influence, the new Orthodox Jewish influence. Men in skullcaps stroll the streets. There's an afternoon Hebrew preschool and a kosher bakery. It's run by Shlomo Kano. He used to be Rene Kano when he was a Christian, but he'd visited Israel. He'd also played saxophone in a band that had performed Jewish songs for Medellin's traditional Jewish community. And so little by little, he'd started to feel the pull of Judaism.
Una chispa, hay una llama, hay algo que te inquieta.
He explains it as a spark, which led him to a new religion that made him feel comfortable. These days, he and his family pray daily. On a recent afternoon, his wife Galit leads the chants. They're working hard to raise their small children, Baruch and Gabriela, as observant Jews. Kano says it all feels right to him. We've discovered our roots, he says, and we refuse to disappear. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.